Hi folks, I'm Emily.
And I'm Elt.
And this is Oh My Word. Okay, that we did all the things. Good. And I want to give you a few more updates. First of all, we are still waiting to be contacted by Mrs. Sutton Foster. I think she's married, but I don't know if her Foster might be her. Anyway, we're still waiting to hear. It's been a while. She's had a lot of time, and I'm really sad. So please, Miss Sutton Foster or Mrs. Sutton Foster,
or Madam,
or coolest Broadway performer currently, hit us up, yo. Second update is that I am now within 3 feet of Elt. I am not even in a box, and I am currently carrying a yardstick around to maintain that 3 foot distance.
It's almost like 5 feet apart, but it's not because it's 3 feet.
Yes.
For those who know teen stuffs.
Ah, yes. So those are the updates, and I guess we'll get into the book that we're talking about, which is The School for Good and Evil by Soman Chanani, who is a male, just so you know, because I assumed it was a woman because it was, frankly, because it sort of sounds like a feminine name and because of the type of story that it was, so I didn't know, but I think he might be Indian. The name is definitely not English, so it clearly comes from somewhere, and he looked maybe Indian or Pakistani or something anyway, but I didn't know, so I thought it might have been a woman. Anyway, it's a guy. The story is about Agatha and Sophie, and they are about to discover where all the lost children go. It turns out it's the School for Good and Evil, where ordinary boys and girls are trained to be fairy tale heroes and villains. They don't end up in the school that they expected, and Sophie and Agatha discover what it means to live through a fairy tale. Our ratings, we gave it a 3 for violence, 2 for language, and 2 for romance. So the violence, it is a place where fairy tale type things happen. So people talk about poisoning or eating children, because like witches, you know, eating children, right. Things like that. They're like gargoyles that like hunt you down if you're in the wrong school, and someone ends up in a torture room and there's torture. So, and it's not bloody, but it's descriptive.
And it's a lot.
And also the reason that the violence is so high is because this book is technically middle grade, but it doesn't, all of our ratings actually reflect what, not necessarily our ratings for young adult stuff, but how this stuff fits in considering that it's supposed to be middle grade. Because the stuff, if this were for young adults, maybe the violence would still be up there. Because once you bring in torture, I feel like that's a different level of violence. But the fact that this is for middle grade, which is 8 to 12 year olds, really changes things. Same with the romance. So there, I mean, it's princes and princesses. There's romance. It's going to happen. But it's not, like, they don't really, there's one kiss at the end, so they don't even do that much physically. But, again, it's for middle grade, so it's just the presence of it alone raises it up. And because there are some jokes about, something about, like, the guy's swords being sheathed, but it's clearly innuendo. Well, maybe not if you're middle grade. Hopefully if you're middle grade, it's not innuendo, but it is innuendo, so it's just, we bumped up the romance scale for that reason. And then language, we gave it a 2.
Because there's a C word, but they say crapless.
Oh, yes. So, and again, I mean, I think technically that would be a 2 on our scale for young adult, but also if I were telling you that this were a young adult book and that came up, I'd be like, it's not really a big deal. But for middle grade, that's a different situation.
Yes, yeah, so that's what was interesting about this book, because he does have, like, the setup is, for it is good. Like, there was so much potential for it to be a really good book. And then there's all this, like, weird stuff that's brought into it that's kind of like, oh, this is kind of his version of telling the story that ends up just being weird, not in a good way, and not for the sake of being weird, but just, like, weird. Like, now you're getting kind of creepy.
It was just so very confusing. Like, the basic concept, there's a school for good and evil, and that's where fairy tale characters come from. So the villains, the people who will go to become villains go to one school. The people who will become the princes and the princesses go to another school, and they learn things about how to be villains or the heroes, which is a fun concept. Yeah. I like that. I think it's pretty cool. And the type, he goes into pretty good detail about how the different schools look and what the, you know, the school for evil is dark and the other one is light. And then the types of classes that they have to take, whereas at the school for good, they take beautification. At the school for villains, they take uglification. You know, so people get like warts and green skin. So it's really such a clever, and like he even talked, you know, some of the characters say, oh yeah, my grandmother was the witch that Hansel and Gretel,
right.
You know. So there's so much clever stuff put into it, but then the whole point, I think, is the two characters, so Sophie and Agatha, both think they're going to end up, like they end up at the school they don't expect to, and they're trying to get back to the right school the whole time. But then there's a prince, and then Sophie becomes evil, but that doesn't pay off. So I think the like there's this great setup, and then he didn't know where to go with it.
Yeah, or it's like Agatha ends up in the school for good, but you don't get, Agatha is just, I don't think she's a good person. Like, I don't, Sophie, you could see, like, Sophie's trying so hard that she wants to be a princess, and that she's always wearing the pink and the bows and the frills, and she's the kind of person who's like, people are starving, but instead of giving them real food, she's giving them, like, cucumber juice because it's so good for your skin. So that you're like, okay, that's kind of, there's evil in that, because yes. Don't give people cucumber juice.
And she keeps on fighting for what she wants.
Yeah, she's selfish.
Yes.
So you could see why, oh, no, you're not good because you're selfish, you've actually covered over all your negative character traits in the prinks and the frills.
Right.
So for her going to school for evil kind of makes sense. The fact that Agatha ended up in the school for good, I don't really get it, especially the first time we see her, like, and it's not just, oh, she's drab or whatever. It's like she doesn't, eventually we see some goodness come out through Agatha, but it's not there from the outset.
Yeah.
And another thing is that the people in the school for the good, it's more like they're training to be princesses, but they're not training either to be good people.
Which is weird.
They're not the good.
Right. And at the school for good, so there are like different stairwells or different halls, and one's like honor hall and virtue right. hall. So the school for good is supposed to be about being more than good. But when Agatha ends up in the school, instead of all the princesses or princesses to be taking her in because of their inherent goodness, they all just comment on how she doesn't look like one of them.
Right.
Which doesn't make any, like, it would be so much more interesting if the people at the good school actually were good, because the whole point of Sophie is that she's super pretty, she looks like she should be a princess, but inside she's not. So then it should be that the school for good, that they are actually good people, because otherwise if they're all pretty, she should have been there because she is pretty,
right? And she doesn't like not fit in with the rest of them if they're not embracing right. Agatha as like, oh, either, but even like a misguided, we have to make her a project. We have to make her.
Right.
And it's not like that. And that's the other thing that it's, so the school for good, like a lot of characters end up being so shallow.
Yes.
That's like also Tedros, whatever his name is. And he's like, how come all the girls are so shallow? They're always just like, prince, and they start swooning. And whenever you see the princes, they're always like, princesses, and they're swooning. Or pulling out their swords and like, dun, da-da. Like, it's almost like a moment like that. And there's not anything beyond that. And so that's why he does, again, there are certain things that make sense that were very good. So when Sophie's in the school for evil, and she's like, oh, I don't want to have warts, my skin has to be so perfect, da, da, whatever. And then she's like, no, just because we're evil doesn't mean we can't have great skin, and just because we're evil doesn't mean we have to look like we crawled out of a swamp. That is a good point. Not that evil should hide itself in beauty, but a good point of like, just because we're always told that we're evil doesn't mean we can't change ourselves. And maybe if we give ourselves self-confidence, you know, we can be better people, even though she doesn't necessarily say like that. It's more
right.
like we could... It's more like we could be good-looking evil people is kind of what you're saying.
Right.
But that's also where it goes off. Instead of being, like, it would have been much cooler to have turned it on their head to be like, oh, you guys all think you're so good, but you're selfish and judgmental. So you think you're the school for good, but you're not. And all these evil people, they were just tossed in here and thrown in here. They were never given a chance or anything like that. That would have also been like a double flip.
That's true.
And they don't do that either. And it's also like Sophie's like, that's it. I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to change people now. And then she starts like showing up in these like halter tops and like, really like scantily clad, like really
yes.
racy kind of dressing, so that all the princes are like their jaws on the ground, they can't function anymore. But it's like, did you forget that this book is for like 12-year-olds?
Right.
What are we teaching them right now?
And 12-year-olds at the high end, middle grade is 8 to 12, so that does mean someone even younger.
Yeah, or I don't know if it's supposed to be like tween, it's not officially YAs, but even if it's for 12 and 13-year-olds where everybody's hormones are going crazy, like this is not, what are we telling them? Like, oh, it's a social commentary? Like, no, they're not picking up on the social commentary.
Right. Well, it's not a social commentary because it's so because the people don't act in a way that's clear. If Sophie and Agatha are the ones who are confused and end up in the school, they don't, because Sophie expects to go to the good school because she's been prepping her whole life and how she looks, but she does these, even becoming friends with Agatha, I think was a good deed that she wanted on her resume.
Right.
So if you had placed them in these schools and then they had learned, but then these schools were so, like the good school was good and people gave charity and they helped their friends, and the school for evil, which is kind of evil, but the people there are like middling to bad, whereas at the school for good, they're also kind of middling to, they're just like kind of in the middle. But you could have made a point by having those, the schools be so clear, and then the girls could have learned from that. But it's just, I don't understand the point. And then we, okay, so we do, I'm going to give total spoilers, but I don't.
Oh, it's like, or also they could have learned about nuances in character. That just because you're in the school for good doesn't mean you don't have a character trait that has to be conquered. Or just because you're in the school for evil doesn't mean you're not ever capable of doing something that's good.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They don't really do that so much. Anyways, back to spoilers.
That's interesting. Anyway, spoilers, but I have to spoil it because this has to do a little bit with our usual rating system and also about the whole book. So Sophie does, in a way, kind of start to embrace the evilness. At one point, like at first she's pretending to be good, but then she keeps on making all these selfish choices. So we do see her become evil. But at the end of the book, she and Agatha, there's like this whole battle between the schools, but then there's also a battle between the story master, which is the guy that's, or the presence that's, that chooses which student is going to be in what school and is making all the fairy tales come to fruition. So there's a big fight because the students decide they don't want to be under his power anymore. And so they fight, and then Sophie and Agatha kiss, which I don't really know.
I think it's supposed to be like a fairy tale kiss because one of them is officially dies-ish. Oh,
yeah.
So she has to like, I think Agatha like kisses Sophie to like, because you have to have the fairy tale kiss that brings them back to life.
Oh, yes.
But it's also, they make such a big deal about Sophie and Agatha, like they're really friends. I don't see that bond between them.
No, I thought the whole time it seems like Sophie is using her, which shows Sophie's true nature. And then Sophie keeps on turning on Agatha, but Agatha keeps on coming back to her, which I guess is supposed to show Agatha's good side because she's forgiving. And toxic. Forgiveness is good. But again, Sophie becomes like truly evil. And then at the end, it's just like, now let's kiss. And now we're on the same side. I'm bothered by the fact that it's too girls kissing each other and we had to throw this lesbian thing in. When there's no hint of it beforehand, it could just be, I love when like same sex characters just have really strong friendships. It doesn't have to be romance, but I'm not even as bothered by that as I am by the fact that you show Sophie become evil and then it's like, just kidding, actually now good. I don't know. It was confusing and it didn't make any sense. And it doesn't make sense in light of the fact that there are further books. If this was the final book, then maybe wrapping it up that way. But this is the first book, so what was the point of Sophie becoming evil?
Yeah, I do think that he might not have known that there were going to be so many books to follow, but it also, it was an interesting choice, or it could have been a very good choice to show that like their happily ever after is not going to be with the prince, especially because they're 12. So I'm going to choose, instead of choosing like my love right now, I'm going to choose my best friend.
Yeah.
But again, the friendship is not really there. They just keep telling us they're supposed to be a friendship there. And, oh, they miss each other so much. But you don't ever really see something that would make the friendship like that. And then it just doesn't translate.
It was just confusing. Yeah. It was a really good idea that maybe wasn't executed super well. Maybe he tried to get too much into the book. Because he says it himself, and I actually felt it when I was, because there's this tournament at the end. There was sort of a Harry Potter feel. Because he was creating this world and this school where people go for a specific, you know, like Harry Potter, you go to learn magic. So there's all this great world building. But I feel, it seems like he didn't have enough time for all the great world building and also for this final epic battle to take place. He kind of had to go with world building and, you know, there has to be some climax at the end, but then we'll get to more of the big themes in coming books. Or maybe, I don't know, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Some books do and some books don't. And this one, for me and I think for us, did not.
That's also like a side point that in the schools they grade them. So if you grade, if you graduate like top of your class, then you're going to get like a big fairy tale. Like you're going to become like the next Snow White. But if like if you don't graduate so high, depending on where you're graduating, that's kind of who you're going to be in the fairy tale. That's kind of your rankings. So it is something kind of dark that they have on both sides that if you fail, if you don't really achieve high enough, like if you're the lowest rank, you end up getting turned into the animals that help or like you end up getting turned into the gargoyles or on the...
Right.
Which is kind of dark and kind of interesting that like, oh, the fairy tale animals, like Snow White had all of her, had all of her animal friends that helped alert the dwarves to like when she ate the poison apple or something like that. So we all think, oh, there's the animals there. It's like, no, those animals were previous students who didn't rank high enough, so they got turned into the helper animals. And sometimes those animals have to give up their lives for the princess. Yeah, so, like, that doesn't seem good.
No. Also, the grading system in schools, like, if you fail three things, you could, you're, like, automatic fail. But, like, that was three challenges, like, right at the beginning of school.
Yeah.
I didn't, anyway, it just, I like the idea. I just, not well executed. So, not a recommend.
Yeah, and not for middle grade.
Not for middle grade.
Yeah. Or tween. Not even preteen if you're trying to go there.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a lot of not great messaging in it. Even if unintentional or not, or it's just not great.
Yeah. You know what does have great messaging? Fluffernutter sandwiches.
So true.
Because you're taking one good thing and another good thing, and putting them together to make something even more good.
On a third good thing, because the bread,
and
then
you
have the peanut butter, and then the fluff, and you're putting it together.
What a beautiful message to bring two good things together for the purpose of creating more good.
That is the best message of all.
Do you want one?
Obviously. All right. Two good should always result in three good and a third
yes,
good.
Yes, more and more good. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't tell Elle, but when I bring her the sandwich, I'm going to come within 2.5 feet.
Shh. I'm going to go to a different room. See you later. Okay. Catch you later, guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Oh My Word. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to subscribe and write a review, and please share the show with your friends. If you didn't like it, you can share the show with your enemies. Please also follow us on Instagram at Oh My Word Podcast. There we post episode updates, our ratings for each book, and also our personal reading recommendations. Music for the show is by Tim Burke. Editor is Gabriel Yaffe. We'll see you next week.